Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 18th, 1917, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter highlighted an inquest into the death of 12-year-old Beresford Gamble of Cleavers Hill, St. Joseph. The inquest was conducted by Mr. N.F. Briggs, coroner of the District F Police Station, together with a jury. Reports stated that the boy had been sent to school by his sister that morning. At the time, a train from Bathsheba was passing, carrying a load of sugar bound for Bridgetown. According to the newspaper, the boy hopped onto the train in an attempt to enjoy a free ride. In doing so, he fell beneath the wheels of the train. He was rushed to the General Hospital and admitted under the care of Dr. J. G. Williams at approximately 1:25 p.m. The doctor's report revealed that his right leg had been severely mangled. Both bones near the knee were fractured. His right hand was crushed, and three fingers were mutilated. He was in a state of shock, but briefly regained enough consciousness to explain how the accident had occurred. According to the newspaper, he was regarded from the beginning as hopeless. He later died at approximately 9:35 that night. The cause of death was from shock and loss of blood. The inquest had previously been adjourned to allow time to gather evidence from anyone who may have witnessed the incident. However, the boy's own account to Dr. Williams was considered sufficient to establish how the accident occurred. Nevertheless, a witness, one Gerald Stout of Martin's Bay, St. John, stated that he did not see the accident but observed the boy on a trolley that was pushed away from the spot when the accident happened. Dr. Williams asked the jury if they did not think it desirable that such boys, when caught hopping the trains, should be punishable by law. Sergeant Collins, who was present, informed the coroner and the jury that such legislation already existed. The jury ultimately returned a verdict of accidental death, as reported in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, June 18th, 1917.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.